Welcome everyone to Dasselka Cato High School and volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports as we get the Pierce Pioneers back in action, their first road contest as they take on the Chargers of Dasselka Cato. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Grammond. We're going to visit very briefly with our head coach, and that is Lisa Klein. That's all coming up. It's Pierce Dasselka Cato tonight in volleyball.
If you want, Verizon's got your back. Head to Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized retailer, to sign up for the new Verizon plan that offers 30% more data and more control over how you use it. Always see how much data you're using and how much you have left. Need a gig? Get a gig with Data Boost. No surprise overages when you choose safety mode. And you keep the data you don't use with carryover data. All on America's best network. Better matters. Verizon.
Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls to join the better.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Thielen Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Thielen Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at Thielen-Meats.com, and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Thielen Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Thielen Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Thielen Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Joining me on the pregame show is the head coach of the Pioneers, Lisa Klein. Coach, first road test for your team. How do you look for your team to respond down here in Dasselka Cato tonight?
Yeah, it's a long bus ride. Hopefully we can get off to a good start here early on and not fall behind right away.
So you've got some matches under your belt, your early sample size, your early impressions of your team.
I'm very happy overall with our team start this year and just hope to keep improving throughout the year.
Know anything about Dasselka Cato? What kind of, from maybe last year when they came up there, any returning players that you're concerned about?
I don't know much. I remember them having a few good middles, and they like to run more of a fast pace outside set, and just they were pretty good on offense last year.
Serving and passing has been pretty good in this early season for the Pioneers. You want to see that continue?
Yes, best definitely for passing. We want to keep our passes up, and defense, we keep building off of our defense. We want to be one of the strong defensive player teams.
The other night, Tuesday night, when you won at home over Aiken, that was a very nice win for you. You know, you'd seen them up in the scrimmage up in Brainerd, but to come out and, you know, when you're counting wins and losses, it's nice to duplicate that effort.
Yes, it was. It definitely was. That fourth game was really fun to see the girls to be able to come out and put that pressure on and just see them. Never seen a game, I guess, 18-1 in a long time, so that was fun to see.
Pretty concerted effort. Jade didn't see the court the first two games, but boy, once she got on the floor, her teammates were looking for her.
Yes, she's definitely a gamer, and we look to her on the bench as soon as we need her, and she's ready to go.
Coach, good luck tonight. Let's keep it going.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Klein with the Pioneers with us on You Are There Sports. All right, we are ready to go here, and matter of fact, we are underway here as Piers serving, and the first tip is down for the game's first point from Dasselka Cato. I'm not getting a really strong Wi-Fi or internet signal here to broadcast, so push this through, but right now it looks like I'm connected, but hopefully it will stay with us here. 1-0, and Hannah Call with a dig in the back row. Now they'll set up Leah Furman off a tip, dug out by the libero for the Chargers, Callie Mackey. There's a dig by Bree Hopkins. In the middle, tipped across. Kylie Porter there. Now Brzozowski sends it across. Near side, the left-handed hit by Madison Mayer is long, and it's a 1-1 ball game. JV was a winner tonight. 2-1. Service. Good receive, good pass to the net by the Chargers. They set up outside left hit, blocked up front by Brzozowski. Still alive, though, for the Chargers. Now Hannah Call in the middle. Wants Brzozowski blocked. Casey can't get the second attempt. And the Chargers will take a 2-1 lead. They are serving left to right here. And the serve from their libero, Madison, or I should say, Callie Mackey. Pioneers hit it into the net. 3-1 Chargers early. Another serve for Callie Mackey. Low, but dug out in the back row by Porter. Porter tips it over now. Directed and blocked up front by the Pioneers. Porter got a piece of that. Send it back to the Charger side. 3-2. 3-2. Service coming for Hannah Call. And here comes Hannah's serve into the net. I think I'm popping in and out here. Apologize. I've got somebody here trying to give me a secure line. Here's a 4-2 serve now for the Chargers. And it is delivered by Rachel Hataha. Far side, and that goes out of play. Went behind the antenna and out off a Porter tip. Pioneers with Cassie Schmea, Bree Hopkins, Kylie Porter up front. Serve to Leah Furman in the middle back. Hannah Call. Here's Kylie winding up. Dug out by the Chargers. Near side tipped across. Coming over to cover were the Pioneers, but they hit it out again. Outside the antenna. In front of the tower official here. 6-2 start for DC. We are just underway. Game one in a warm Dassel-Cacado High School gymnasium. Hopkins in the middle for Schmea. Coming our way and out. 6-3, kill for Cassie. And dropping back to serve will be Kylie Porter. Chargers defeated Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in three in their opener Tuesday. Good serve, back row, Mackey near side, winding up, dug out nicely by Hannah Call off a big hit from Carly Vargason, and there's a kill up front by the Pioneers with Schmea. 6-4. Kylie to serve again. White jerseys, navy blue shorts for the Chargers. There's one down the side, it'll sail wide. 7-4 side out coming to DC. This is Carly Vargason, just a 5'4 eighth grader. Gets it to Hopkins. In the middle, back set from Porter. That was Jade Porter from Kylie. Jade in the lineup now, and there's a dig back row by Leah Furman. Kylie for Jade. Jade sends it wide. 8-4 DC. Pierce has not led here as we play in game one. Here's the setup for Porter. Jade off the libero for a kill. Callie Mackey. That might have sailed, but Mackey reached up, and now Becca Ottman will replace Jade in the lineup for Pierce. 8-5, Dassel-Cacado and Becca Ottman in the service line. Becca, good serve, back row pass, played there by Ottman for Pierce. Here's a Hopkins hit, dug out by Mackey. Middle set, left side hit attempt, Chargers blocked by Schmea, kept alive by the Chargers. Now Call passes up front. She wants Furman near side. Leah dug out. Again, left side hit attack, tipped at the net by Schmea to Call. Punched over by the Pioneers. We got a net violation coming. Pioneers were in the net, and the ball will go to Dassel-Cacado. 9-5 lead for the Chargers. At the line, Elena Johnson, 6'1 senior. I remember her from last year. She did a lot of damage to us. Up front comes the pass. It's Cassie. A little off balance, and she hit it low and into the net. And DC's up 10-5. Johnson to serve again. Elena Johnson, two-step approach. That one went low and into the net. Didn't get a lot on the serve, and it's 10-6. The libero Mackey jumps back out onto the court, replacing Johnson. And the serve drops back Cassie Schmea. And Cassie sends it middle back. Good pass up front. Blocked up front by Bershovsky, and Hopkins were there. Another hit got through the block that time. Played over by Kylie Porter. quarter now in the middle for Niemela. Dug out by Schmea. Bumped across by Hopkins to Porter. Porter plays it to the back row. Chargers set up. Left side again. Blocked by Bershovsky. Kept alive by the Chargers. Another attempt from the left. Tipped and played by Porter. Near side. Furman winds up to Mackey in the back row. In the middle. Wind up and another block. That one was played. Kept alive. I think the Pioneers thought it was four hits. And now it is four hits. 10-7. One of the longer rallies we've had here tonight so far. This is Schmea to serve. Just got it over, and it dropped, and then goes wide. A diving attempt there by Taylor Vargason. It hit the tape, crawled over onto the Chargers' side, and was dropping straight down, and Vargason, in a sliding attempt, sends it out of play. 10-8. Another Schmea serve sinker. Got it up in the middle. Big hit tipped over by Bershovsky. They really are feeding Brittany Aho on that left side. So far, Pioneers have done some good blocking. Now they set to the middle again. Directional tip is down. Good play there by Sophia Niemela. She had the Pioneers thinking pass, and she tipped it across to make it 11-8 and get the side out back to the Chargers. Service now played by Furman. Far side, here comes a Hopkins hit through a block, and good. Bree powers it through a double block from her right side hitter's position, and it's 11-9 with the side-out serve coming again, and it is Bree Hopkins in the rotation. And Bree, middle back to Mackey. In the middle, this is Niemela, played across. Now Hopkins races up. Furman, back row, Mackey keeps it alive. At the net, battling. It's over on the Pierce side. And Call and Bershovsky got caught in between and a drop between them. Coach Klein wants a timeout. 12-9, Dassel Kakato in game one.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Welcome back to Dassel Kakato High School, where DC leads 12-9. As the play kept alive by the Chargers, free ball at the net. Bershovsky sends it across. Still alive for the Chargers. Left-handed hit there by Mayer. Now it is Furman. Back row for Mackey. In the middle for Niemela. Kylie Porter across. And down for the Chargers. Block up front. 13-9. DC takes the lead again by four. Good receive there by Kylie Porter on the serve to Bershovsky. Oh, she was off balance and falling backwards when she attempted to send that across. And it goes into the net. 14-9. Okay. Back roll, Ottman winds up, and a big kill there by the Chargers' Taylor Vargason. A free ball from Ottman floated to the net, and it really got hammered home by Vargason, and their lead is 6 now, 15-9. Brittany Aho for Ottman. In the back, Porter pushes it across, but played by the Chargers. Near side, Mayer tips it down and in. And the Chargers are starting to open up a gap here at 16-9 in game one. Service again for DC as Kelsey Stuckmeyer checks into the lineup. And they go right at Stuckmeyer. She played it. Up ahead, Bershovsky. Back row, Mackey, the libero. In the middle, wind up and a kill for Taylor Vargason. 17-9, DC. Another serve just crawled over the net. Kept alive. Bershovsky winds up and got it down the sideline. Bershovsky with the kill gets it back for Piers. Jade Porter back in. Service into the net. Furman send it low, 18-10. Pioneers have not looked sharp here in game one. And it'll be Callie Mackey, 5-3 libero, to serve. Call plays it up to the net. Hopkins there. In the middle, tip by Jade Porter for a winner. Porter able to play that one over. 18-11 now, DC with the lead. Back row serve, Aho plays it to the net. Who wants it? Mayer tips, covering it up. There was Leah Furman. Tip down the line, back and out. Now Johnson up and into the net. Johnson low, 18-12. Serving again. Pioneers, this is Hannah Call, the senior. Libero. Back row for Aho. Johnson pass up front. Who wants it? Coming over, just freeballing it over Vargason. That'll give the Pioneers a chance. Shmea was dug by Niemela. Now Mayer. Back to Call. Hannah. Up front, Hopkins. Near side, Kylie took something off and played by Johnson. Niemela. Off to the Pioneer side where Hopkins comes near side, cross court. Back row dig by Aho. Tip battle, Johnson denied by Shmea. There's Call in the back line. Up front, tipped up, kept up by the Chargers. This is going on a while here. Call now in the back row. Another middle attack, tip by Shmea, racing in Aho. Aho off her back foot, deflected and played. Here's Porter winding up, and that will be knocked out of bounds, and finally a long rally ends with a point for Piers. 18-13. Service, good one to Mackey, good pass up front, wants Johnson, tips. Hopkins came racing up to play it. Near side now, Jade Porter off a tip, kept alive. Back row set, and Jade Porter's block goes long. I think we're back, hopefully. Thank you, sir. A little technical help from administrative staff here at DC High. 19-13, Dassel-Cocato. We're in game one. Chargers have had the better of it for all of game one as there's a block up front and the Chargers keep it alive. In the middle now, it's Furman. Furman, Hopkins, Jade Porter winds up, winner! Porter got the corner. 19-14. Service for Kylie Porter. Here's to the middle back where Mackey was ready and waiting. Wants Johnson, big hammer. Elena Johnson nods approvingly at her teammate, Sophia Niemela, who set her up well. 20-14 now, Chargers. Furman comes up to pass to Hopkins. Back to Hannah Call from the back row. Mackey now. Niemela across the way. Aho denied up front. Played by the Pioneers, but Jade's hit was low and into the net. And the Chargers are closing in on a win here. It's 21-14. Into the lineup, Anna Peterson for DC. At the line to serve is Vargason. Porter, near side, coming over and just freeballing it over was Jade Porter. Now Johnson again, she's going to push that one. She tried to tip, little too much on it, and it went wide right in front of the Piers bench. Here comes Becca Ottman back in. 21-15, Dassel-Cocato with the game one lead. And the serve taken up front. They're going to go left side. Hit attempt again, and it's through the block. And that was the girl that just came in, Peterson, that knocked it through. 22-15 DC. Johnson to serve. Directs it towards Ottman. Ottman plays it up for Kylie. Kylie pushes it over. Now it's the Chargers. Rachel Hataha in the lineup as well. Hopkins will get it across. Hataha plays it up front. Tipped over. Pioneers weren't there. Good play there by DC. Sophia Niemela, 5'7 senior, and it's 23-15 Chargers. Johnson to serve again. Johnson denied up front, and the Pioneers could not get it over, and it's game point. Pioneers struggling here in game one. They have not put a whole lot together so far, but hopefully a lot of volleyball left. Game point at the net. Pioneers looking to set something up. Coming near side, Chargers will set it up in the middle, played back row, up front Hopkins. Here comes Furman, low and into the net, and there's your game. Chargers take game one in a game they never trailed. 25-15, the team switch sides for game two, and we come back to Dassel-Cocato High School on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryanie a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2016-17 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. All fall sports are underway, so come and check out all the action. Remember, Saturday, September 17th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger. Wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Piers community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Back underway, game two begins with a hit wide by the Chargers. So Piers with their first lead, it's 1-0. Chargers take the opener 25-15. Bree Hopkins, number one in the rotation. Hannah Call, Claire Reardon on the court here as that ball just got over the tape. played by the Chargers. Mayer got it over. Now Hopkins up to the net. Porter pushes it into the Charger back line. Aho denied up front by Schmea and Kylie Porter. Here's a Kelsey Stuckmeyer hit attempt blocked. Played up by Hopkins now from the back row. Kylie for Stuckmeyer, and Stuckmeyer sends it wide left. 1-1. JV wins 2-1 tonight, dropping the first game, but then winning the next two. Call will chase. Can't quite come up to it, though. That'll be a service winner for DC, and they're now up 2-1. Here's the serve. Aho directs it towards Claire Reardon. Tipped across by Schmea, who came flying in. Now it's the Chargers with Stuckmeyer digging. Hopkins, that's going to be a lift. A lift here on the Pioneers, and it's 3-1, Nassel Kakato. Brittany Aho, service winner again. Pioneers not talking out there right now. 4-1. Back row Reardon on the serve receive. It's over to Hopkins, back to Kylie Porter, and that's wide. 5-1 DC. Aho again's at the line to serve. That'll go long. Reardon wisely let it go. Leah Furman now will replace Claire. Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. 1-0 Chargers here. Good serve, but to Mackey, the libero right in the middle. And that's a winner for DC's Taylor Vargason. A little short set. And Vargason at 5'10", leaping up and easily hammering it home. 6-2, Mackey, the libero to serve. Back the other way, here is Kylie. She got that one off a block. That one went off Vargason's hand. Gets the side up back to the Pioneers. Hannah Call to serve now. 6-3 DC, low and good. Into the middle, back position. Tipped across, did that get down? It did. Just snuck it inside the sideline. Chargers with an ace tip up front by Vargason. Back to a 7-3 advantage. In to serve, off the bench comes Rachel Hataha. She got it back to Hannah Call. Wants Leah Furman, and Leah can't get it over, hitting it into the net. 8-3. A lot of mishits tonight. Service again. Hataha. Got it back to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins winds up, got it over to Porter. Porter sends it across. Near side, tipping it was Vargason, played by the Pioneers' Porter. Now it's Furman. She did get that one over, but Vargason was there. Hataha for Johnson. Johnson knuckles it across where Bree Hopkins was ready. Chargers setting it up now in the middle. Johnson tips. Pioneers scrambling, and they can't get to it. Hopkins, Kylie Porter, and Casey Bershavsky all were on the court after a dive, and Lisa Klein says, let's talk this over again. Timeout. Pioneers falling behind here, 9-3 to Nassau Kakato in game two.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
10-3 Chargers. As Johnson sends it, and did that get the line? No. The referee raises the flag. 10-4. Pioneers trail. And at the line is Kylie Porter to serve. It's a good serve back left corner. Aho comes over, though, and played the pass to the net and just dumped it over the middle block. 11-4. Dassel Kakato. Coming in to serve, Carly Vargason. Vargason sends it to Hopkins. Coming in, Porter can't get to that one. Wow, this is not good. 12-4. Another serve, Vargason. Hopkins, and this is behind the service line where Call just got it over to Porter, or Furman sends it across. It'll give DC a chance. Blocked up front by Casey. There's something good. Casey Bershovsky denies a more hit. 12-5. Let's see if we can put a run together here. Starting with Leah Furman. Furman, good serve. Back to Moore. Moore off Call, who dove for it from her middle back position. And punched it into the student section here. Reardon will come in for Furman now. Also back in for DC. Like Hataha is going to check in and go back to serve. Nope, this is Cassidy Anderson. Her first action. She'll replace Moore. 13-5. Dassel Kakato. Anderson serving, a 5'3 senior defensive specialist. And the serve up front. It will be Bershovsky tipping it and down. Casey got it to go. Using the right hand, and it's 13-6, and Casey will serve. Bershovsky awaits the whistle. And there it is. And she fires. 13-6. And out. 14-6. Call in. Casey will sit. At the line to serve is Niemela. Reardon plays it back. Call. Free ball's over. And knocked across by Stuckmeyer. Now the Chargers want near side. Wind up and down. That is number 6. That's a new player as well. Emily Munson knocking it home. 15-6. Reardon pops the serve receive up in the air, and then a miss hit by Kelsey. 16-6 in favor of Dassel Kakato. Service over, played by Stuckmeyer. Kylie punched across by Schmea. Now over on the left side is Moore denied, but it's in the net. Moore hits it into the net. Piers will get the point at 16-7. And it's Bree Hopkins. Good serve, Mackey. They go near side, Munson. Pioneers still with the ball. One more hit, and it's free ball to cross by Schmea. Up top, in the middle, winding up, and played there. Vargason got a good hit on it, but back row dig by Hannah Call. Now another middle hit coming. Tipped over. Hopkins came up to cover nicely, and the Pioneers with another block. Now they just got to start to build and put some things together here. 16-8. We saw Tuesday night against Aiken how difficult it is to come back from such a large deficit. Vargason with a tip. But was she in the net? She was. Boy, it was a good tip, but she was in the net, and that's a violation. 16-9, a break for Piers there. Now Bree again. Hopkins sinking, and they got it. Good dig there by Mackey. Punched across and wide. 16-10. Nice little run here. Best stretch of volleyball the girls have played here tonight in Dassel-Cacado. Mackey, pass up front. It'll be winding up and a big hit there. Through the kill, right in the middle, Taylor Vargason. 17-10 in favor of Dassel-Cacado, and into the lineup, Brittany Aho, and it's her turn to serve in the rotation. Aho. Running jump serve, and it's inside the line, says the official in the back row with a red flag, and it's 18-10 on an ace. All right, now Stuckmeyer, Call, and Reardon are in the back. Hopkins, nope, that's, it's Kylie in the back. Kelsey's up front. Here's Kylie coming from the left side, long. Point Chargers, 19-10. Lisa Klein will use a timeout. Trying to find something that works here. Chargers 19, Pioneers 10. Timeout on the court in game two.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer with lockers and showers available on site. Call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Couple of ace serves since we were away. It's 21-10 DC. Game two. Knuckleball, that does go long. 21-11 now. Stuckmeyer will serve. Into the lineup comes Leah Furman for Claire Reardon. And Kelsey reaches back. Serve is a good one. Are the Chargers, though? Got it over. Now Furman winds up, but she's blocked. Vargason over there on the far side, the left side hitter's position. 22-11. Side out serve, Mackey. Callie Mackey, the libero, wearing all navy blue. Furman, up front Hopkins. Near side, Schmea. In the net, Chargers. 22-12. Brzozowski now will return to the lineup. Nope. She stepped up to the sideline. Oh, the referee is saying, no, it was Piers that was in the violation. All right. 23-11. Another serve for Mackey. Kelsey played it off for Bree Hopkins. And now Hannah Call will get it over to Mackey. In the middle, who do they want? Mayer off of Call. Pioneers get it back over to Porter, and Porter sends it. Up top, in the middle, Johnson wind up and got it. Game point. 24-11. Mackey will try and finish this one off with a serve. Furman, Hopkins back sets. Got it over to Kylie Porter. Near side, here comes the run up and diving dig, but into the net, and there's your game. All Chargers through two, 25-15, 25-11.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects.
Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems. It's time for Back to School Mattress Savings at Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Pierce. Right now, when you purchase a new Cavalier Plush, Carlton Firm, or Shelton Eurotop full or queen size set, you receive a free two-pack of pillows. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Pierce, located on Main Street in Pierce, is proud to carry the Symbol brand. Give them a call, 468-4630. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet says, Go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2522.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, a little bit of a ceremony between games two and three, so a little longer break that we're just underway now in game two, or game three, excuse me. Each team with a point. Coach Klein trying to change up things here, bringing Taylor Kimmon out there as Becca Ottman is denied on a hit, but it goes wide. Side out, Chargers, 2-1. Chargers lead 2-0 on their home court. 25-15 and 25-11. Stuckmeyer. Hopkins, near side, left side hit, tipped across. In the middle, directional tip to Kylie Porter. Now the Pioneers play it, spitting it across to Niemela. Ottman pops it up. Hopkins back to Becca. Becca back row, Mackey, the libero comes racing over. winding up, big hit blocked up front by the Pioneers. Taylor Kimmon denied. 2-2. Thought it was 3-1. Ottman will serve. Here it comes, back row, passed up to the middle. In the middle, little dump across, but Jade Porter was ready and waiting there. Now the Chargers play it up again. Mayer uses that left hand. Jade, odd angle, but got it over. In the middle, denied up front, tipped to the back row. Kimmon got a piece, and what do we got? A lift. A lift on Piers. 4-2. Mackey to serve. She sends it to Becca Ottman. In the middle, Kimmon across the net. Now Mayer in the middle for Elena Johnson. Passes to the back row, Hannah Call. Near side, here's Porter. Porter, did she get it? Yes. Jade Porter able to get it inside the line. 3-3. Here comes Schmea back in, replacing Call in the Pioneer lineup. Pierce has had one lead tonight, and it was 1-0 in game two. Back across. They play it to the middle. Johnson, free ball over. This will give Pierce a chance. Near side. Jade sends it off the block and good. Porter with the winner. Pierce up 4-3. And it's Taylor Kimmon's turn to serve. Taylor sends it up and over. Here comes Mackey. Good play by Mackey. Now over the net on a back-to-the-net pass by Nima. In the middle, Schmeo winds up, and it is long. 4-4 now. Back in for the Chargers. Rachel Hataha call the libero back in, and Hataha will serve. Here it comes from the righty, and that's low and in the net. No chance to get over there. 5-4, Pierce, side out. At the line, Kylie Porter. Pass to the middle, and miss hit. A rare one by the Chargers, Vargason. They've been pretty accurate. And Pierce now their biggest lead of the night in any game, 6-4. And good pass up front. Johnson will run up, blocked up front. Pioneers with another one. Now they're playing better ball. 7-4. Kylie Porter to serve. And it's dug out by Mackey. In the middle comes Johnson. Right-hander winds up, played. Up front, who's going to come over? It's Becca Ottman on a tip. Johnson passes. Vargason tips it across. Porter was ready and waiting. Here's Hopkins, and that's a point. Bree Hopkins got it off the top of the net and down, and that forces first time out of the night for the Chargers. Piers 8, DC 4 in game 3.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.com.
Chargers.org.
Ball in play. Cassie Schmea on a tip. Chargers now play it over to Kylie Porter. Porter with a dump pass and good. Porter. Kylie able to just get it inside, tuck it inside the corner, just over the net. Pierce 9, Dassel Cicado 5, game 3. A must-win game now. Chargers have won convincingly the first two games. Serve long. Kelsey too much, and it's 9-6. Chargers make a substitution. They bring Vargason back in. Back to serve. This is Cassidy Anderson checking in. Anderson will serve. Back roll, played up from Stuckmeyer. They got it over on an Ottman hit. Now Kylie feeds Hopkins in the middle, tipped across by Schmea, played by the Chargers. Left side, wind up, cross court cut. That's going to go into the Piers bench. Credit Anna Peterson with that one. And the Chargers are within 2-9-7. Back roll, up to the net. In the middle, Porter for Schmea, off a tip and down. There's Cassie with the ace tip. 10-7 Piers. Johnson and Mackey back in. Piers to serve. Hannah Call up in the rotation now. Here's Hannah. Good serve. Back roll. Up to the middle where it's wound up by Vargason. Played there by the Pioneers. Porter. Cross court pass. Over the block, but Peterson came up and played it. Now Porter. Off for Hopkins. Hopkins block was played by the Chargers. Dumped across by Niemela. Pioneers were ready. Now in the middle, Kimmon with a tip. And that one's kept alive and into the net, though. Taylor Kimmon able to get the point. 11-7. Coach Megan Chatterton up on her feet and instructing her Chargers defensively. Here's a Hannah Call serve. It's in the net. 11-8 side out serve to the Chargers now. And that will bring Madison Mayer back into the lineup and replace Hataha. At the line to serve is Niemela for Ottman. Free ball to the net. Got it over to Kimmon. Now the Pioneers set up the block up front. In the middle, Porter with a pass across. Chargers scrambling. Now Porter got it over Kimmon's block. Hopkins winds up and drills it off the block. Point for Bree Hopkins. 12-8. And Hopkins will serve. Bree's always at the top of the service rotation. Mayer off a back row pass. Niemela hit it low and into the net. Miss it there, and it's a 13-8 Piers lead. Another serve, Hopkins to Mackey. Free ball, it'll give Piers a chance. What are they going to do with it here? Here's Botman with a tip. Played and blocked back onto the Piers side by the Chargers. Now Porter miss hits it. Kylie into the net, 13-9. Anna Peterson will serve. And long. Boy, there was a moment's hesitation by Pioneers in the back row as Jade Porter now checks in. Porter replaces Stuckmeyer. Piers 14, DC 9. Becca Oppen to serve. Becca long. Pioneers served 90.6% Tuesday night. It's going to be much lower tonight. 14-10 now. Chargers get it on the service error. Mackey to Jade Porter. Hopkins in the middle. Knocked wide by Taylor Kimmon. 14-11. Got to hang on to this lead here. Mackey again. Directs it towards Jade Porter this time. Jade gets it back and sends it long. Little give and go. Porter to Hopkins to Porter. And Jade's hit was long. 14-12. Mackey now to Hannah Call. Almost called for a lift there. It could have been. Up front, Mayer. Johnson winds up. Ottman sends it into the wall. And a kill for Elena Johnson, 14-13. Timeout, Pioneers, as the Chargers have now come within one in game three.
It's time for back-to-school mattress savings at Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Piers. Right now, when you purchase a new Cavalier Plush, Carlton Firm, or Shelton Eurotop full or queen size set, you receive a free two-pack of pillows. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Piers, located on Main Street in Piers, is proud to carry the Symbol brand. Give them a call, 468-4630. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet says, go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Piers just won a scramble point, so they're up 15-13 now with a hit coming from Jade Porter. Good dig there by the Chargers. Johnson, back roll for Ottman. Middle now comes Shmaya, and that's a winner. Shmaya off a double block, got it to drop. Piers by three now, 16-13, a must-win game. Piers dropping the first two rather handily, 25-15, 25-11. Kimmon. Taylor serve. Chargers almost got caught looking at each other. They did get it over. Hopkins. Here comes a Kylie Porter attempt. Back row dig there by Peterson. Johnson in the middle. Got it. Too much on it. Nobody could handle it. 16-14. Side out to DC. And this is their designated server, Rachel Hataha. It's really the only role we've seen her play tonight, come off the bench to serve. Jade Porter takes it up front for Hopkins. Jade gets it back. Mackey was ready there in the back row. In the middle, they set up Johnson, who hammers another one. The big 6'1 senior. And the Chargers now serving for the tie. 16-15 in favor of Piers. Service to Ottman. Becca in the middle. Here's Kylie winding up. Back row dig by DC. Wind up and ready was Ottman to Hopkins. Now Jade didn't leave her feet and hit it low. Tied up 16 apiece. In baseball, I think you'd call that letting the ball play you. Now for the lead, DC. Gets it across, up to the net, and Call gets it over. Peterson, or Hataha, excuse me. Johnson, oh, she almost swung and missed. Barely made contact. It deflected off her thumb, it looked like, into the net. So Pierce regains the lead at 17-16. And the service from Hannah. In the middle, boy, a sneaky play there by DC's Niemela, almost caught the Pioneers. Johnson now will be denied up front by Ottman, who got a piece of the hit. Sets up Jade Porter. Mackey is there. Left side hit coming off the block and down. That's a winner for Vargason. Drilled it off Cassie Shmaya to tie it up again at 17. Vargason ready to serve. At the line to serve is Anderson. Pumps it across, pass to the net. Hopkins for Jade Porter. Jade, long. And DC's in front, 18-17. First lead of this third game. And we got a whistle. The floor officials coming over to the table to check on something. Leah Furman back out there now for Piers. Oh, no, that's Bree. Leah has not come back out. Well, I think we've got a rotation violation on Dassel Cicado here. So I think we're going to switch that point around. The two referees are now talking over at the tower. It's the floor referee that blew the whistle. He's the guy in charge. He's got the card, and when he checked it, he says, wait a minute here. Something's not right. The Dassel Cicado coach, Megan Chatterton, is over there getting the explanation. And now the referee will go over and talk as well with Lisa Klein. They haven't changed the score. Now the point comes off DC side and goes up on Pierce. So it's 18-17. So the lead flip-flops there. And, well, let's take a break. We'll come back with more volleyball.
Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Stream all the music you want. Verizon's got your back. Head to Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized retailer, to sign up for the new Verizon plan that offers 30% more data and more control over how you use it. Always see how much data you're using and how much you have left. Need a gig? Get a gig with Data Boost. No surprise overages when you choose safety mode. And you keep the data you don't use with carryover data. All on America's best network. Better matters. Verizon.
Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls to join the better network.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2016-17 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. All fall sports are underway, so come and check out all the action. Remember, Saturday, September 17th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers.
All right, we are just now getting back to volleyball action. A long delay on a question on a rotation for DC, and DC just got that point right back on a kill up front. Registered by Vargas, and 18 apiece, game three, Chargers. If they win this game, they win the match. They've won the first two. Serve is to the back line. Ottman played it. And the Hopkins hit low. 19-18, Dassel Cicado with the lead. This is Cassidy Anderson to serve. Anderson, one-step approach, sends it to Becca Ottman. Up top, Ottman races in, changeup, got it over though. Now it's played at the net, free ball, knocked to the DC side. They want left side hit, played by Pierce. Here's Ottman sending it off Anderson. To the middle comes Niemela. Back row, call with an excellent dig. Now Ottman free balls it over. In the middle, directional pass across. Hopkins was ready. Ottman tips it across. Niemela there. Back row, Vargason into the net. We've had some decently long rallies tonight. And that one went to the Pioneers, and it's 19 apiece. Mackey, the libero, back in for Johnson. Here's Hannah, call to serve. Hannah, up front. Chargers are going to set it up. Vargason unleashes a missile. 20-19. Back in comes Mayer. She'll replace Hataha. Just got it over the net. Back roll, Ottman. Good play there by the Chargers. Near side, Mayer, dug by Call. Passed across court, and that was into the net from Hopkins. 21-19, Dassel Cicado. Timeout for Piers, Coach Klein.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Back underway after the Coach Klein timeout. 22-19 now. The Chargers. Left side, long. That was a hit attempt from Dassel Kakato's Anna Peterson. Makes it 22-20. Dassel Kakato by two. Hopkins to serve. Bree to Mackey. Up front. Vargas and low and in the net. Four hits. Kimmon was there, but it was low and in the net. 22-21. Piers gets that point. They get the serve again with Hopkins. Bree, again to Mackey. They go left side for the lefty Mayer. She just punches it over. And near side, here comes Becca Ottman to Mackey, the libero in the middle back. Now tipped across, and what have we got? The Chargers in the net. Violation ties it. 22 apiece. Pioneers will send Hopkins again for the lead. Now Mackey, barely, no, that's going to be a point. She had trouble with that one, and no play for a teammate to come racing over. Timeout Chargers. And now Pierce 2 points away from forcing a fourth game. It's 23-22. Timeout DC.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Back into live action, 23-22. Ball in play here, Chargers side. Vargason tips. Porter was there. Kimmon at the net. No, couldn't get it over. It was blocked, I believe. And that ties game three at 23 apiece. Service line, Anna Peterson. Here it comes. Call. Good pass, but nobody came to get it. It just dropped on the floor. And it's match point for Dassel Kakato. For the match. Stuckmeyer up front, in the middle. Kylie, that's going to go in. Just got the line. Chargers looked like they were ready to celebrate, and it just dropped. And it's 24-24. So that's one match point staved off. Almost, it is a service ace, a winner. It was short hopped off the floor, says the tower official, by the libero Mackey, and now it's Piers game point. 25-24 for the game. Service up, played up front. At the net, they got it over. Back set, here's Kylie Porter for the game. Coming back my way, we're going to game four. Piers wins, 26-24. Back in it. A 26-24 game where the Pioneers fought off a match point. We'll be back, game four coming up.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips.
When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. It's time for Back to School Mattress Savings at Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Pierce. Right now, when you purchase a new Cavalier Plush, Carlton Firm, or Shelton Eurotop Full or Queen Size set, you receive a free two-pack of pillows. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet in Pierce, located on Main Street in Pierce, is proud to carry the Symbol brand. Give them a call, 468-4630. Kurtz Furniture and Carpet says, go Pioneers!
All right, we're underway. No points yet.
You local farmers, if your grain...
Ball in play here as the Pioneers have forced a fourth game. Left-handed hit long. That was Madison Mayer who sends it long, and Pierce scores the first point of game four. And it's Bree Hopkins. Hopkins... sinking serve, got it to go across, and there's a good tip there by Vargason. Taylor Vargason ties it up at one. Game scores, first two pretty handily to the Chargers, 25-15, 25-11. They had match point in game three. Pioneers tied it at 24, win it 26-24, scoring the last three. There's a winner from Kylie Porter on the left side. Pierce takes a 2-1 lead. Becca Ottman will serve. Leah Furman checks in for Stuckmeyer. And here is Becca's running serve. Got it to Mackey. Good pass up front. Vargason, and that's in. Vargason off a tip, and it's 2-2. Here's back in action Tuesday night. First day of school. Girls get back at it, and that'll be at home against Maple Lake, conference opener. Up front, they get it across. Free ball by the Pioneers. Now Elena Johnson sends it wide. I'm sorry, that's Thursday night, a week from tonight. No Tuesday night, it's Thursday night. Tomorrow night, the high school football season opener for the defending Class 3A champion Pioneers will be down in Annandale. Here's a serve, Taylor Kimmon. Good serve, Mackey. Piers up 3-2 in game four. And that one's down. Good kill there by Mayer of D.C. Call back in for Kimmon. 3-3 our score. Lots of football action getting started tonight. Little Falls is in action tonight at home against Detroit Lakes. Of course, both the Vikings and Gophers are playing tonight. There's a bad pass there off the serve receive, resulting in a service winner for Dassel Cicadel, and they've taken a 4-3 lead. At the line to serve for the Chargers, Rachel Hataha. Goes it to Ottman. Porter able to scramble after it, and they free ball it over from Hannah Call. In the middle, they want Johnson. Good. Tipped and down. 5-3 Chargers. Game number four. Right now, it's Kylie Porter, Brianna Hopkins, Cassie Schmea. And there's a serve into the net. Hannah Call, Becca Ottman, and Leah Furman on the court. And Kylie's turn to serve. And Kylie got it over, and that's going to be an ace. A lot of topspin. 5-5. Another serve for Porter to give the Pioneers the lead in game four. Mackey up top, back row. This will be a free ball for Hataha. See if Pierce can capitalize on a chance here. From the back row, Call low and in the net. 6-5 Chargers. Game number four. Well, we thought we were going to get out of here early after two quick games, and then the Pioneers found some rhythm, put together enough to win game four, our game three, 26-24, to force this fourth game. And now it's played over by Hopkins. Chargers near side, blocked and down on the Pioneer side. That's a point delivered by DC's Brittany Aho. We called her name a lot early, not so much in game three, but that was her right there, Brittany Aho. At the line is Vargason. And off balance, Smea couldn't get much on it. She was kind of falling back, and the pass to her sailed a little bit, and she barely made contact. Didn't get it over the net. 8-5 DC now. Don't let him get too far ahead. Hopkins plays it off for Furman. Back now to Ottman. Dumps it across. Free ball at the net. Furman knocks it across. Chargers tip. Now Porter for Furman. Furman down the left side. Played by Hataha. In the middle, Johnson unwinds, and that's a winner. No, they say in the net. Net violation, Johnson. 8-6, side out Piers. Leah Furman's turn to serve. She sends it over to the middle back. Good serve. Here is Vargason, split right down the middle between Ottman and Schmea's block attempt. Boy, big hit there. 9-6. And this is Elena Johnson serving. Call plays it up to Porter. Porter for Call again. Hannah back to Johnson. Charges now. Coming up, Vargason took it off and dropped it over. Boy, she was winding up and then just tipped it over a pair of Pioneers at the net. Good play by her. 10-6, Dassel Cicadel up by four now. Johnson to serve again. Stuckmeyer sends it up forward, and the Pioneers can't play it off the net. Both Porter and Schmea took attempts at it, but it was ricocheting off the net, and Coach Klein will try and stop the momentum here using the first of two timeouts. 11-6 to Dassel Cicadel in game four.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery, so don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, ball in play here. Piers down 11-7, now 12-7. Big hit there again by Aho. 12-7 in game four. Dassel-Cacato, they lead the match 2-1. Niemela to serve. Ottman up front to Porter. Back to Becca. Tip across and played by a back row player. Here's Brianna Hopkins. Now they want Ottman again, low and in the net. 13-7, Dassel-Cacato. Biggest lead of game four right now, 6 points. Ace. Right in the middle of the defense. 14-7. Another serve. This is Anna Peterson. Stuckmeyer up front, middle. This is Porter for Hopkins. Hopkins played in the back row by Dassel-Cacato. Now Mayer knocks it across to Porter. Kylie again to Hopkins. Left side, here comes Becca Ottman to the back row. Chargers are there. Near side coming. That's going to go long. Just long off Brittany Aho. Wasn't a real swing away at that one. She just punched at the ball and a little too much. So now it's a 14-8 score. Bree Hopkins. Up front, pass in the middle. Vargason mishit it low. 14-9. Couple of points back off the lead now for Piers. They've got to win this one to force a 15-point game five. Good serve to the back row. Mackey back sets. Aho wants it. Cross-court winner. Brittany Aho makes it 15-9. Service goes back to DC, and it's Mackey's turn. Nope, she just handed it off. It wasn't Mackey, it was Brittany Aho back there. Aho, serve received. Porter winds up, played in the back row. Mayer tip. Stuckmeyer was there. Hopkins feeds. Ottman blocked but played by Mackey back row. Pass to the front. Wind up, blocked by Porter and Kimmon there. Charges another try. Mayer tip blocked by Ottman for the winner. Becca with the winner off the block. Couple of good blocks at the net there by the Pioneers. Here's Leah Furman back in, replacing Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 15-10 now. Service for Becca Ottman. Sinker almost got it to drop, but Mackey played it well. And a low tip. That'll be four hits. Into the net. 15-12. Another service for senior Becca Ottman. Good serve, but the Chargers wind up off the block. There's a big hit there by Taylor Vargason to get the side out back. 16-11 now. Mackey, the libero. Pioneers need a little run here. Near side, this is Porter. Goes back row. Good pass to the net by Mackey. Near side, Mayer. Good dig, Hopkins. Pass it across the net, though. Johnson with call, not able to handle it. Johnson gets a lot on it, and Hannah not able to play it. Now it's 17-11, Dassel-Cacato. Mackey low into the net. That'll get it back. 17-12. Here comes Cassie Schmea replacing Hannah Call with Taylor Kimmon to serve. Here's Taylor. Her approach, it's a good serve to Mackey. Piers down five. They want Johnson on a tip, and she guessed right. She got it to drop in front of Becca Ottman. 8 should be 18 to 12. There it is. There's the point. 18 to 12. Here's Hataha back to serve. Hataha floats it. Ottman a little indecisive whether to let it go or not. She did play it. Now to Furman. Furman, and the Chargers keep that alive well. Freeballing it over. Here's Porter. Blocked, but not in. A winner for Kylie Porter off the block. It ricocheted into the score table off the blocker up front. That was Carly Vargason trying to deny. Makes it 18-13. Kylie's turn to serve. Porter to Mackey. Pass to the middle. Johnson comes in, tips it in. Elena Johnson with the ace tip. 19-13 the score. Carly Vargason will serve. Vargason to Hopkins. Now in the middle for Porter. Over right side, Furman. Back row dig by Aho. Call comes racing back to play it up to the net. Porter feeds Furman. Tip, but play. What do we got? Chargers in the net. Violation. Good hit there by Leah. And it's 19-14. And Leah will serve. Here's the run up and sends it deep, but good. In now, front row. Aho tipped and played there by the Pioneers. They got it over. Now the Chargers set up Johnson. Played off a block by Hopkins. Again, Johnson. Call digs. Scramble and a drop. Good effort by the Pioneers. They just couldn't keep standing up to those big hits from Johnson in the middle. And it's 20-14, Dassel Kakato. At the line, Cassidy Anderson to serve. Wide, service error, 20-15. Next up for the Chargers, they go to Zimmerman on Tuesday night at Delano Thursday at a Sauk Rapids tournament on Saturday, and that one is in the net. Side out, 21-15, Chargers 4 points away from wrapping this up. Niemela to Becca Ottman. Now Porter back to Becca from the left side. Got the top of the tape, got it over. Near side Aho to Call, back row. Up front, Porter in the middle, Kimmen. Kimmen goes for the corner, missed. 22-15. First time in a while, Pioneers have not gone to that Sauk Rapids tournament. There's a service miscue by Niemela. 22-16, but the Pioneers need a real string of points here. There's not much margin left. 22-16. Aho hits it low. That's in the net. Well, there's one. 22-17. Bree Hopkins will serve. Hopkins at 22-17 to Aho. Now Niemela. Vargason blocked, but down. She got it off the Porter and Kimmen block, and it's 23-17, Dassel Kakato. Aho to serve for the Chargers. To Stuckmeyer. Up front comes Hopkins, Porter, back row Mackey. Chargers now, near side. Into the net off a short hit by Vargason. 23-18 with Ottman's turn to serve. Becca sends it to the back left corner. Popped it straight up. Mackey has to come sprinting over to play it. Now Hannah Call. Hopkins feeds Kylie Porter. Played well by the libero in the back. Now block up front. There was Taylor Kimmen with the block. 23-19, ace block for Taylor. Again, a Becca Ottman serve. Substitution in. Chargers replace Vargason with Peterson. Here's Becca's serve. Net and over. Scramble. One more hit coming. Mackey freeballed it over. Hannah Call. Left side hit. Good one by Furman, but dug by the Chargers. Deep in. in. That one is long off a hit from the near side. That was Peterson sending it long, and it's 23-20. Again, a serve for Becca Ottman. Almost an ace. Played. Front row. Mayer. Ottman got to it. Hal Hopkins. One more to get it over. Becca did. Mackey sets it up in the middle. Here's a tip and down, and it's match point. That was Vargason. 24-20. Match point now for Dassel Kakato. And it's in the hands of their libero, Callie Mackey. To Hannah Call. To the middle. Here's Furman knocking it across. Johnson to Ottman, dives to keep it alive. Now Call got it over. In the middle, back set Mayer to Ottman. Here's Kylie Porter near side, back row for Mackey. Johnson winds up and ends it. Is the game four final, and the match final goes 3-1. Dassel Kakato will begin the postgame.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers. The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, Dassel Cicado hands Piers their first setback of the year. They do it in four games, taking the first two, 25-15. 25-11. They had a match point in game three, but the Pioneers rallied, won that one 26-24. But in game four, Dassel Cicado wins it 25-20 to win three games to one. Pioneers now are off for a week. They will get their conference opener at home Thursday against Maple Lake. Then they're up to Pequot Lakes. Instead of Sauk Rapids this year, they go to Pequot Lakes for a tournament on Saturday. So we'll have the Thursday volleyball game a week from tonight. That'll be the next Pioneer action for volleyball here on You Are There Sports. But we've got the football opener tomorrow night. Piers and Annandale square off, 7 o'clock from Annandale. Don't forget, we'll have our Piers Pioneer football preview show posted sometime tomorrow morning. Give you a chance, get your motor running a little bit for Pioneer football. The defending Class 3A champs kick it off in Annandale tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Again, Chargers win 3-1 over a very good Dassel Cicado team. For the Chargers, they are back in action Tuesday night. They go to Zimmerman, Thursday Delano, and then Saturday there's the Sauk Rapids tournament. Busy week for Dassel Cicado. Again, 3-1, Dassel Cicado over Piers. We'll see you tomorrow night for the football opener, Piers and Annandale, on You Are There Sports.